ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 15th chapter, verse number 2, chapter entitled Killing of Dhenuka the Ass Demon. Tanmadavo Venu Mudirayan Vrutto तन्मादवो वेणुमुदीरयन्वृतो गोपैर्गृणदिवः स्वयशोदलान्वितः गोपैर्गृणदिवः स्वयशो बलान्वितः। पशुन् पुरस्कृत्य पशवं पशव्यमासीत् पशव्यमाविशद् विहर्तु कामा कुसुमाकरं वनम् विहर्तु कामः कुसुमाकरं वनम् तन्मादवो वेणुमुदीरयन्वृतो गोपैर्गृणद्दिवस्वयशो बलान्वितः पशुन् पुरस्कृत्य पशव्यम् आविशाद् विहर्तु काम कुसुमाकरं वनाम् तन्मादवो वेणुमुदीरयन्वृतो गोपैर्गृणदिव स्वयशो बलान्वितः पशुन् पुरस्कृत्य पशव्यम् आविशाद् विहर्तु काम कुसुमाकरं वनम् हर्तु कामां कुसुमाकरं वनम् लेडीज गोपीर पशुन् पुरस्कृत्य पशमाविभविषद् विहर्तु कामा कुसुमाकरं तत् Tanmadava Venu Mudirayanvrito Gopair Ganadhi Vihar Tukama Kusumakaram Vana Tat. Thus, Madhavaha, Lord Sri Madhav, Venum, his flute, Udirayan, sounding, Vrataha, surrounded, Gopai, by the cowherd boys, Granadivihi, who were chanting, Swayashaha, his glories, Balanvitaha, accompanied by Lord Balaram, Pashun, the animals, Praskritya, keeping in front, Pashavyam, full of nourishment for the cows, Avishat, he entered, Vihartu Kamaha, desiring to enjoy pastimes, Kusumakaram, rich with flowers, Vanam, the forest. Translation. Thus, desiring to enjoy pastimes, Lord Madhav, sounding his flute, surrounded by the cowherd boys who were chanting his glories, and accompanied by Lord Baladev, kept the cows before him and entered the Vrindavan forest, which was full of flowers and rich with nourishment for the animals. Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami has explained the various meanings of word Madhava as follows. Madhava normally indicates Krishna to be the Lord who is the consort of Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi Devi. This name also implies that Lord Krishna descended in the dynasty of Madhu. Since the spring season is also known as Madhava, it is understood that as soon as Lord Krishna entered the Vrindavan forest, it automatically exhibited all the opulences of spring, becoming filled with flowers, breezes and celestial atmosphere. Another reason Lord Krishna is known as Madhava is that he enjoys his pastimes in Madhu, that is, the taste of conjugal love. Lord Krishna would loudly sound his flute as he entered the forest of Sri Vrindavan, thus giving inconceivable bliss to all the residents of his hometown, Brajadham. These simple pastimes of playfully entering the forest, playing on the flute and so forth, were performed daily in the spiritual land of Vrindavan. Jai Ho. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki Jai Ho. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So I'm very grateful to be amongst you to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, which requires the mercy and blessings of all the Vaishnavas and the Acharyas, Sri Guru and Krishna, Sri Goswamis also. Because we are discussing the most essential, sweet and transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna. And this verse is beautifully describing the situation in Vrindavan. Before that, we will just connect from where we came to this chapter. We all know Brahma repented and he returned the cowherd boys and calves as soon as he came to know the reality. And he came back with them at the bank of Jamuna. And there's a very beautiful little description, detail is given that when Krishna actually left the assembly of the cowherd boys and the cowherd boys enjoying, the calves were around grazing peripherally, and then some of them were lost. So Krishna went to search them, and then Brahma came and snatched or kidnapped the calves and the cowherd boys both. So it is explained that some calves were found by Krishna, and when he came back with them, they were nobody. So it is explained that when these kidnapped cowherd boys and the calves were returned by Brahma at the bank of Jamuna, Krishna actually was waiting there. It is explained that he went very, very fast with the few straying cows that he had found out. With them he was waiting for the lost cows and the cowherd boys. And they united. As soon as they united, they saw Krishna. They said, "Oh, you came back with the cows so fast? We have not yet finished our lunch," because they were picked up in between their lunch. "So let us finish our lunch. We have not yet finished our lunch." So all of them had beautiful experience enjoying lunch together, now without the disturbance of Brahmaji. And after they took lunch, Krishna showed them the leftover skin of Agasura. Charma ajagaram evacha. He said, "See, this is the ajagar, python, that we killed." And then, keeping the cows in the front, Krishna Balaram returned home. And as soon as he returned home, the boys ran to their mothers and fathers and told the story how Krishna killed Agasur. So, after this, Krishna ended his Vatsapal Leela. Vrindavan pastimes are very beautiful. He was given charge of baby cows, and the rule was that he will go only as far as the mother and father could climb the mountain of Nandagaon, Nandishwar, and should be able to see them. Whenever they would desire to see them, they are anxious or they are worried, they want to have darshan, which they were always anxious for. Mother Yashoda's tears never stopped. Her eyes were always filled with tears. So she would climb up and she should be able to see that much far they will go. This was Vatsapal Leela. So with the killing of Agasur and Bakasur, the Vatsapal Leela ended. And then Krishna becomes 5 years of age. But very interestingly, Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna always grew 1.5 times than others. So actually when he was looking at 5 years old, he was 3.5 years old. Because he was growing much faster than the other cowherd boys. So from the laukic point of view, from the technical point of view, he, at the age of 5 years, it is explained that his behavior changed. And the wife of Upananda, Prabhavati Devi, would inquire, "What happened? Where is Krishna gone?" Early morning she would come. So that time Yashoda would tell her that, "Nowadays he is feeling very shy. I give him bath and I give massage to him, I give him sweetmeats, and immediately leaves me and goes away. And he spends time with his friends, and then he comes back. And all the coward elderly men also tell that now Krishna's behavior is changing. He is now becoming more grave. He no more plays with the running honeybees. He no more plays with dust of Vrindavan. He just lost interest in now tending the care of cows. And he is not as restless as before. At the same time, this reminds me of the place called Krishna Kund in Nandgaon. Now Krishna Kund also is a bathing place for Krishna, and Pavan Sarovar also is a bathing place for Krishna. And Pavan Sarovar, when Krishna was a very small baby, Mother Yashoda and Rohini will carry Krishna Balaram and give bath there. But when they grew up, they started feeling shy. So they wanted to have their own pond. So Nanda Baba made the own pond called Krishna Kund. And there onwards, they stopped taking bath with Mother Yashoda and Rohini, and they would take bath with their friends in their own kund, that is Krishna Kund. His chest became broad, his arm became long, his clothing became much more detailed than before. He became grave in his movements, he became very thoughtful. His eyes shone with glimmer of excitement. He used precise language to convey his thoughts with pristine pronunciation as he grew up, because before that he had broken language. His body revealed all qualities of beauty, softness, increased fragrance and sweetness, and he exhibited dhira lalita nature, which means a youth that is a heroic and expert at joking with friends intelligently, devoid of anxiety and still controlled by love of the beloved's friends. This is the nature of a personality called Dhira Lalita. So Krishna became Dhira Lalita. Also, Lalita means also one who is well dressed. We say Lalita Madhava Bame Vishabhanu Kanya. What is Lalita Madhava? That Madhava who is extremely wonderfully dressed. So like that, Anand Vrindavan Chantu describes the beautiful changes. Also Jiva Goswami describes the changes in the body of Krishna. So then the coward man started asking, what is nowadays Krishna talking to you? So Nanda Baba said, ki always he is talking about taking care of big cows. He is now no more interested, because his friends are also teasing him. Look, you have become so big now. Still your father doesn't trust you. Take care of big cows. So Krishna became very morose. And he started requesting parents and mother and father and elder gopas regularly in different combinations with mother, father, with other elder gopas, with gopis. They kept on discussing what is happening, and the buzz was that he wants to take care of bigger cows now, not small babies. One day, what happened on the day of seventh day of month of Kartik, everybody went to forest and they started really teasing Krishna like anything, that you are really unworthy of the trust of your father. So Krishna became very sad that day, really, really sad. And every day when he would come back from herding the cows, baby cows, there were small gopis with lamps and flowers and sweetmeats, and you know, so many songs would go on, and they would welcome him, and he would accept all the welcome, go in the arms of Yashoda, she will hug him, kiss him, smell his forehead and hairs, and then he would go, they would give bath, and there would be a lot of ceremonies till the resting time of Krishna. But this day, he just came back with hung face, straight walked through all the gopis who were offering prayers and aarti and everything, just straight through Yashoda, straight to bedroom, and with his face up on the pillow, with tummy on the bed, no, upside down, what do you call, prone position, just went to sleep. This is clear indication that he was upset. No acceptance of worship, no acceptance of puja, no sweetmeats, no aarti, no songs, no hugging, no kissing, no bathing, no shayanarti, no lullaby, nothing. So Sita Mata was worried. And the same day, before he came from pastures close by, in Vatsapal Leela, Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mani discussed that now it is a high time. We have to now conclude that we must give charge of big cows to Krishna. So they were waiting to tell him the news that they want to give him the charge. And he was upset because they are not still giving the charge. So he didn't give them even chance to speak, just went and went to sleep. No bathing, no sweetmeats, no songs. Next morning, everybody came at early morning, they got ready. And that day there was no flute. It was early morning, whenever Krishna would wake up, first he would get up from the bed, first Yashoda Mata will sing beautiful songs, then he will wake up, and first some sweetmeat will go in his mouth. He will stand up on the bed and play flute. And by playing flute, all the coward boys will wake up. And they will just jump from the bed and get bathed and get dressed up and come running to receive Krishna with their calves. This day, there was no flute. But all the coward boys, still they were woken up by their mothers and they were surprised. They got dressed up and they came, and it was noted that Krishna was still sleeping. He was not still awake. Mother Yashoda came from one side, sang songs, called, "Hey Gopal, hey Madhav, please wake up." He would just turn his face on this side. Then she would come on this side and she would again sing songs, beautifully called Gopal, with great love and affection. "See, all your friends have come." Still he would not wake up. Who can wake up the person who is pretending to sleep? And then finally she understood that I must break the news now. So she said, "Today we are going to give the charge of big cows to you." Immediately Krishna jumped from his bed. And immediately played his flute. All the coward boys got enchanted. And immediately got ready, because he was already late. They were all lined up, standing. And this news was already known to the big cows. Big cows were very, 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 very happy. But when their babies would go to herd with Krishna, they were always longing, "When will our turn come? When will Krishna take us?" So then got ready and was dressed up, and immediately some instructions were given by Nanda Baba, Upananda Baba and other elderly gopas, and all the ladies, all the gopis, all the elderly gopis, everybody came. And I forgot to tell you that when they were discussing, mother and father, previous that same day in the daytime before Krishna came, they were discussing why not have a very, very beautiful festival of handing over the charge of big cows to Krishna and Balaram. Why not call Brahmins? Why not call guests? So they had already raised a canopy and they had already decorated the ground and decorated trees and made sweetmeats and had called Brahmins. So all Brahmins came, they showered flowers, chanted mantras, gave yajna prasad to Krishna, and ceremoniously all the cows were decorated. I will give you a description of the cows, how beautifully the cows were decorated, because they were going for the first day. So it is explained that there were 108 herds of Krishna, 25 into 4, 4 of different types and 24, and 8 were separate. There is a detailed description, of course. And all 108 herds were ready there in a very nice setting. They were standing in very beautiful, what you call that, array. You know, they were arranged like how the army is arranged by the warriors. Very beautifully arranged, they were decorated, they were of different colors. They were white colored, they were black colored, they were brown colored, they were yellow colored, they were red colored, they were smoky colored, dhumra, harita, they were green colored, and they were vichitra also, multicolored. And they were also kapila colored, that is tamra, that is copper color. And then they were bahushila rupai, that means they had different forms. Some of them had face like mridanga also. And some of them were like cloud color, like Krishna's color, Sham color. And some of them had small horns, Lagu Shrungo. Some of them had long horns, Dirga Shrungo. Some of them had Vakra Shrungo. They had bent horns. Some of them had deer-like horns, many branched. And the tails of these splendid cows, splendid is a word used here, very beautiful word, Mukta Guchai Bahir Pichai Puchha Puchha Kesharha. That means each and every cow's tail were decorated with Mukta Guchai. That Guchai means a collection of pearls. And they were also decorated with Bahir Puchai, Barhi Puchai. What is Barhi? Peacock. And Puchha Puchha Kesharha. They were beautifully decorated with these two ornaments. Ghanta Manjira Jhankaram. Their necks were decorated with nice golden necklaces, with ghanta, the bells, which would ring very melodiously when they would walk in a very beautiful manner. And manjira, that is their ankle bells, were also there in each and every leg of every cow. The horns were decorated with horn gold caps. And they were also decorated with beautiful chadars, embroidered, silk chadars with embroidery. Kinikini jala sanyuktaha. Kinikini jala is the kamar patta or the ankle bells. Radharani wears kinikini jala. So, they were so beautifully decorated, and vrishai saha, that means they were also with bulls, were also decorated in a similar manner. And agre prushte tatha gavascha, charantya parshva yor dvayo. Krishna kept them. Anyway, I will tell you a little later. So cows were standing like this in a beautiful decorated manner. You can see the scene in front of the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So beautiful, colorful, decorated scene, dazzling with jewels and ankle bells and gold caps and colors and horns. And all the brahmanas chanting mantras, musical instruments being resounding, very very beautiful transcendental atmosphere. And that time, Nanda Maharaj was giving some instruction to Krishna. That now that you are going to go to far distances in the deep forests of Vrindavan, because the big cows need to walk a long distance, so you need to wear shoes and you need to take umbrella. And some other instructions, how to take care of the cows, big cows, how to walk. So Krishna said, shoes? No question of shoes. Because if you give me shoes, you have to give shoes to my cows also. And if you give me umbrella to save from sun, then you have to give umbrella to my cows also. Because they are also going to walk with me on the platform of Brajbhumi and also in the hot scorching sun. So they said, we do not have 36 lakh shoes. And we do not have 9 lakh cows, 9 lakh umbrellas. So Krishna said, if my dear cows are not going to have the umbrella and the shoes, I am also not going to have umbrella and the shoes. And the cows are hearing with raised ears. They think that Krishna's lotus feet are like lotus petals. Even if you touch them, they become red. Huh? What to speak of walking barefoot in between the thorns and pebbles and other hard material on the road. So what they did is, immediately while discussion was going on, because there was argument going on. Father was convincing, you accept these things, and Krishna Balaram was saying, no. So in the meantime, all the cows went in all four directions, because they were not knowing today's plan, where they will go on the first day. Krishna may choose, by his sweet desire, any direction. Not knowing which direction, they went to all directions in a very planned manner, and with their hooves, which are very hard as stone, they crushed each and every pebble and a thorn and a whatever hard material, and they made it into very, very butter-like soft dust, so that Krishna would walk in any direction, it would be like soft butter to them. And while doing that, they were, what do you call that? Drop, what is it called as? No, from udders, when the milk gets dropped, what do you call in English that process? So they were dropping the milk drop by drop, because the udders were filled with milk, and they were touching the ground. And while doing all these things, they were also dripping all that crushed lotus-like soft dust with milk. So it became also cool and wet and like butter, exactly. So wherever Krishna would walk, he would have the same experience of touching the cool butter. And they came back and again stood in their lines. And then Krishna started walking with them. How? Agre prushte tatha gavas charantya parshvayo dvayo. What is the meaning? Some were in front, some were behind, and some were on sides. And Sri Krishnasya balasya pi paschantam sundaram mukham. What they were doing? They were gazing the lotus face of Krishna and Balaram from all sides with their ears raised. And they were very gracefully keeping their gaze fixed on Krishna, they were walking. And they had already decided. Please hear the decision, what they did. What they decided was that when Krishna and Balaram will now walk in this butter-like, soft, wet Brajraj, what will happen? There will be footprints. Footprints adored with beautiful signs, divine signs on right and left feet of Krishna and Balaram both. And these feet, footprints will be the decorations, ornaments of the Brajbhumi, for which the earth is hankering and earth is enjoying the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna when Krishna declared them in Golok Vrindavan that I will be coming. When Bhumi was in the form of cow, Bhumi was very happy because now her body will be adorned by the lotus footprints and the experience of the touch of the lotus footprints of Krishna. And they decided that we will never step over these footprints. Till today I must have told this story so many times, but I do not understand how this is possible. But there are not only cows of Nanda Maharaj, there are cows of each cowherd boy, and they are also in lakhs. 9 lakh is not the only number. They are not herding Krishna's cows. They have their own cows. So everybody was herding their own cows. So there must be millions and millions of cows. And they all are walking behind Krishna, at the side of Krishna and the front of Krishna. So how would they still not step on Krishna's footprints? And mind you, there are also cowherd boys who are walking with their 2 feet. They are also walking, cows are also walking, Krishna is also walking, Balaram is also walking. But still, the transcendental arrangement is such that none of them ever stepped on Krishna's footprints. And Krishna's footprints, Balaram's footprints, were there in every single corner of Brajbhumi, because Krishna traversed every single track of land in the Brajbhumi. And that is why when Akrura came, he could see the footprints. If they were trampled upon by cow hooves, he would not have seen. Even today when you go, Choti Bhathen, Badi Bhathen, at Nandagaon, at Shamkuti in Govardhan, there are so many places where today also you see the footprints. At Charan Pahad in Kamyavan, in Nandagaon backside, small footprint, big footprint in Charan Pahadi in Kamyavan. Wherever Krishna played flute, and wherever the stone melted, the footprints are still there. So this is the story of Gopastami, where Krishna actually took charge very ceremoniously of the cows. And the cows are very, very thrilled and very happy. So, all these cows, Kotishaha, Kotishaha, Gavas Charantiha, Krishna Parashvayo, millions and millions of cows, they walked behind Krishna. And how were the cows? Savatsa, they were with also with their cows. It's not that they had left their cows behind. They were with their cows, Mandagaminya. They were walking very, very slowly, very graciously and very beautifully. Udhu Bharena, what does that mean? Their udders were filled with milk bag. Their milk bags were filled with milk. And they were almost touching the ground. Forest after forest, vane vane, they were wandering. Punna Sri Yamuna Tiram, at the bank of, auspicious banks of Yamuna, Krishna kept wandering. And these Yamuna banks were filled with many, many forests. We all know there were 12 forests, 5 on this side, 7 on this side. All the forests Krishna traversed. And much, much more. There is Adiban, there is Pratiban, there is one, there is Upavan. There are total 137 most important forests in these 4 categories, which is beyond these 12 forests. And these forests were filled with dark tamal trees, nipa trees, which is a palm tree used for a thatch, nimba trees, which was neem trees, kadamba trees, of course you know, which is a cluster of flowers, very fragrant, Krishna loves it very much, pravala tree, excellent blooming flowers which are used by the gopis for Katyayani Vrat. These trees were there. There are panal trees, kadali trees, kovidara trees, very famous trees. Amra, there is mango trees, jambu trees, bilva trees, ashwatha, there is people. And bilva is bale, that is very dear to Lord Shiva. Kapitha, that is tad. And Madhavi veil, coming from spiritual world, Madhavi vine. This forest were filled with these beautiful, girlful trees. And there were birds like Pumsa Kokila, that is male cuckoo bird, and Kokila, female cuckoo bird, Mayura, Kalakantha. They were all wandering behind Krishna while Krishna was herding cows. And you know, in the description, Bhagavatam, whenever Krishna walked around, what happened? All the trees trembled. Some of the trees shed tears in the form of honey through their leaves. Some of the trees bent down to offer their flowers. Some of the trees actually bent down completely to offer Dandavat Pranam to Krishna and Balaram. And they also, Krishna also made beautiful sounds, because so many birds were, drones and Mayura and Kokila and parrots, they were all making sparrows, making sounds to greet Krishna. And Krishna was responding in each and every bird's sound to respond to them with love. That's how Krishna was reciprocating when he was herding cows. With each and every blade of grass, each and every tree, each and every cow, each and every animal, and also trees and the birds, and also there were deers, and there were tigers, there were so many other animals who were not in the herding group of Krishna, who gathered to see Krishna, especially deers. You know, we have a deer here. You see the eyes? No closing of eyelids. The rapt attention on the face of Krishna. And is explained in Bhagavatam, when Krishna would herd the cows and walk in the forest, they will worship Krishna with their gaze. Without the lamp of ghee, without the incense, with their feelings of the heart, they would worship Krishna with their eyes. Such is the divine atmosphere in Sri Vrindavan when Krishna left. How was Krishna dressed? He was dressed in yellow garments, well, like a Nataraj, the king of dancers. He was walking barefoot, decorated with Mayur Puchha. Mayura Puchha Bhrun Mauli, the splendid crown decorated with peacock feathers. And they also explained peacocks came. They made their sound and they were offering their feathers to Krishna, and Krishna was putting their feathers on their forehead as acceptance and reciprocation with the love that they were showing by making beautiful sounds. Such beauty of Braj forest, exactly when Krishna was herding cows, was defeating the beauty of Nandanvan, Sarvato Bhadravan and Chaitra Ratvan of all the demigods. There are celestial gardens of all the demigods in the heavenly planets. But with these situations when Krishna entered, it was thrilling. The atmosphere was filled with dew, and the breeze was carrying this dew from the lotus flowers from Jamuna, with the coolness of the dew and the fragrance of the flowers, and they were filling the whole atmosphere with this dew which is fainted and cool, pleasing the sense of touch of Krishna and all the cowherd boys and all the cows. A misty, divine atmosphere of transcendental happiness spread around Krishna when Krishna was walking. And Narad Muni in Garga Sanhita gives a benediction to the readers and to the listeners of this description. Krishna herds cows in Vrindavan. He says, Krishna, slowly walking, brought the cows. Sinhavalokai. He was glancing like a lion, sometimes behind, sometimes in front, sometimes in sides, looking at his beautiful cows. Gajabala Lilai. He was very playful like a baby elephant while doing all these things. Pankaja Patra Netrai. His eyes were like lotus petals touching the ears. Vadhur Janai. He was object of all the gopis who were also running behind him sometimes. Sumandita Gorajopi. He was covered with Goraja because all the cows were walking and the dust was raising in the sky, covering Krishna's beautiful garland of Malati and also Krishna's body and the clothes. Akarna Vakrikruta Bana. While he was walking, he was gazing with sidelong glances to all his friends, to all the cows. His eyes shot crooked arrows of glances to gopis. He wore blooming lotus on ears. You know, he sometimes put lotuses on his ears. He had yellow garment. He played flute and reduced the burden of earth. Bhuri Bhara Ritaha. He made earth Rita Bhuri Bharaha. He reduced the burden of sins committed by many people just by walking on the earth. May such Krishna, who is herding the beautiful cows in the forest of Vrindavan, protect all of you, O Bahulashva, and all the listeners. This is Narad Muni is giving blessings. So then, it is explained here in the purport that his name is Madhava. One of the name of Madhava is husband of Lakshmi. Little irrelevant in Brajbhumi, because Lakshmi was also not allowed to enter in Ras Leela. But what is relevant over here is that name of Krishna as Madhav is because he is tasting Madhur Rasa there. The conjugal sentiment of love expressed by gopis. And not only the Madhurya Ras is Madhurya, but all the rasas in Vrindavan are tinged with Madhurya, because Vrindavan is Madhurya Dham. So even Shanta in Vrindavan of the cows and peacocks and parrots and cuckoos is also mixed with Madhurya. Dasya also is mixed with Madhurya. Sakya also is mixed with Madhurya, because it is not like Madhurya Sakya that Arjuna and Pandavas have with Krishna or Uddhava has with Krishna. The Madhurya that, the Sakya that the the cowherd boys have with Krishna and Vrindavan is different from that Sakya. That is called Aishwarya Sakya. And this is called as Madhurya Sakya. And no doubt about what love, or even the Vatsalya of Mother Yashoda is mixed with Madhurya, not like Devaki and the other mothers, or there is Mathura and Hastinapur, like Kunti. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, they had Madhurya mixed Vatsalya. And definitely the pure love that gopis had. So what is relevant here is taste of conjugal love. And Krishna sounded his flute and entered the forest, thus giving inconceivable bliss to all the residents of his hometown, Brajbhumi. The simple pastimes of entering the Vrindavan forest, every day he performed this pastime. What is the effect of that flute that Krishna played? Now, what description we just described is just a still description or moving descriptions with the cows and the birds and the animals. But added to that is Krishna's flute. When he takes out the flute and starts playing it, river Jamuna freezes and stops moving. Hard mountains melt into rivers of ecstasy. Dead trees spring to life with fresh green leaves. The sages who are fixed in meditation become restless in agitation. Everyone gets free from anxiety. The birds stop singing, stop moving, close their eyes and go in deep meditation, listening to the sounds. And the gopis say they are like sages who are in meditation. Effect on cows. The cows become stunned, like painting on a canvas. Their ears start rising, become upright. They close their eyes. And one beautiful thing is that they are chewing grass, and when Krishna plays flute in between, they stop chewing grass with the grass in the mouth and grass falling from the mouth. The half-chewed grass sprouts hang out from the mouth. Some of them fall on the ground. And there are cows who are accompanying the calves. This is a very funny situation. They are having their mother's udders in their mouth. And they are sucking the milk. And some milk already is in their mouth. And when they hear Krishna's flute, what they do is they stop sucking and stop drinking. So there is some milk in the mouth, the udder in the mouth, but no sucking, no drinking. And there is milk in the mouth and some milk is spilling over and the earth is enjoying this cow baby prasad of milk by it falling on her body. They nor let go the udders, nor swallow the already sucked milk in their mouth. Some cows, udders, they produce milk like streams when Krishna plays flute, which fall on the earth, and that also earth enjoys with great satisfaction. The river water freezes, it gets intensely agitated, spins into whirlpools, goes in different directions as not other days. They look like and one affected with epilepsy. The rivers appear like epilepsy patients. This is explained by Jiva Goswami. Totally disarrayed on the river. Some rivers shiver in ecstasy. Some hold fully blossomed lotuses and want to offer that to Krishna. Some raise their waters to offer it to Krishna's feet, to wash his feet. Some offer Pushpanjali, some offer Jalanjali. What the clouds do? They create mild, melodious thunder sound and sprinkle cool drops of rains like showers of camphor dust on all the people in Brajbhumi. The demigoddesses gather in the sky. They lose their chastity. They become restless, unsteady, lose their composure. Their hair braids become loose. Their waist cloth knots become slackened. They forget showering flowers for this for which they have come. But instead they shower Krishna with tears of love and decorate the Brajbhumi with their tears. The bamboo trees, now gopis are also observing Krishna when he is playing flute. And the gopis are describing Bhagavatam. They are saying, look, look, the mothers and the fathers of this flute, whose bamboo trees at the bank of Jamuna, they are so proud and watching the glory and the fortune of their son, the flute, who is having the fortune of touching Krishna's lips constantly and Krishna's crystal-like teeth constantly, Krishna's cheek which is like sapphire constantly. We gopis are waiting for the dark of the night and seclusion and we hanker for such a long time to have that nectar of Adharamrita of Krishna. But look at this flute. It is so fortunate constantly taking the nectar of Krishna's lotus flute. lips. So they shed, the bamboo trees shed tears of love in the form of honey from their trunks. And it explained that when Krishna touches the flute to his teeth, it looks like crystal. The flute looks like crystal. When Krishna touches the flute with his palm, which is red color, so it looks like ruby stick, which is red color. When Krishna touches the flute to his cheeks while playing, the flute looks like sapphire. So, Rupa Goswami explains that Vishakha is describing this beauty of flute, comparing with three different jewels. In details, Brahma, Shiva, and other demigods like Indra get stunned and concentrate on this melody of flute, but cannot figure out what melody is that. All the Gandharvas, Yakshas, Kimpurushas, who are expert in music and musical instruments and ragas, they can't figure out what melody is this. Lord Shesha sways in the Shira Sagar, and his father, Mahavishnu, in Karana Sagar, opens his eyes, breaks his yog nidra, wakes up and sways and experiences ecstasy. This is the beautiful description. So in details, there are 8 notes Krishna plays on his flute. In first note, the demigods become restless. Second note, Yamuna flows backward. Third note, moon stops moving and sometimes goes backwards. And the fourth note attracts the cows and they come running. Fifth note, all of you know, gopis become mad. We don't have to describe that now. Sixth note creates autumn with rich foliage in any season, whenever he plays. And sixth note also melts the stones. Whenever Krishna stands on a mountain or a stone and he plays sixth note, then it melts and the footprints come. Seventh note assures not only autumn, all the beautiful seasons. Whenever Krishna walks, along with that, the flute with seventh note assures all the seasons in Vrindavan. And eighth note only chants Radha, Radha. Is dedicated only for one most beloved, most loving, most transcendental devotee of Krishna, that is Radharani. And maddened by the love that Krishna is transferring through the beautiful sounds of eighth note of flute, Radharani gets mad. She paints mascara on the feet, kumkum on her eyes, she puts necklace on her waist, ankle belts around her wrists, and top lock in the bottom and bottom cloth on top, and starts running towards Krishna, sometimes with half makeup, sometimes with full makeup. And then Krishna laughs when she comes running. Vidagdha Madhava explains that by hearing the flute of Krishna, Lord Balaram is saying, Indra is starting crying and dropping tears on the beautiful land of Vrindavan. And Krishna plays his flute to his red bimba like lips, sends forth his tunes. Brahma, Shiva, Indra, all demigods get confused. Even though they are learned, they can't figure out what is the melody. This is all described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 35th chapter, from 5th verse to 15th verse. And Brajvilas Tava and Nectar of Devotion, Brajvilas Ujjwal Neelamani, all these beautiful scriptures are describing how Krishna is playing flute and enchanting everybody in Vrindavan. So the gopis, Radharani, so Krishna is actually speaking to the flute that he is playing every time, that I am playing you simply because you chant the name of Radharani. I gave you the mantra of Radha's name, and because you are very attentive, very eager to always chant Radha's name through you, that is why I am giving you my association. Otherwise there is no reason why should I put you to my lips. This is what Krishna is talking to the flute. And then at the end of the first day, Krishna went all the way on Gopastami day, and he was tired because it was the first day. He had not gone such far. He was very tired. And they were coming back. And how they were coming back? Very beautifully explained again. Agre prushte gavan yascharayanto agre krutva gavam rindam sayankale hari swayam. In the evening time, when sun was setting, they started to go back, keeping the cows in front, side and behind. Ragai samirayan vanshi Sri Nanda Vrajam Avishat. playing his flute, Krishna was coming back. But he was tired that day. So Gopas thought, if Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj see the tired face of Krishna, next day they will not let him go. And we cannot forego or miss this opportunity that we had today and before also. But today, special opportunity from today onwards was to go to far, far forest with Krishna and to enjoy the forest atmosphere with all the description that we had. They wanted to enjoy every day. So what they did, they were worried, they discussed among themselves, came together and started singing beautiful songs and cracking jokes and started making Krishna laugh. So when they came closer to Nandagaon, they made him laugh, laugh and laugh. So Mother Yashoda didn't find that Krishna was sad or tired. She should see Krishna happy. When they came near Nandagaon, then Krishna climbed up the Ter Kadamba, the Kadamba tree which is there in the forest. Climbed up and played flute. Another nature of his flute is, when he plays flute, he can speak through flute. He can call through flute. So all these millions and millions of cows, they had, everybody had different names. And he played one tune of flute, and each and every cow heard her name in that flute. So it was for her, only Krishna was calling her. But actually Krishna was calling everybody, but each and every cow felt that Krishna was calling only her. And with raised ears and tails raised and unblinking eyes, they came running, looking up towards the Krishna who was sitting on the top branch of the Kadamba tree. Some cows purposely did not respond. They were attention seeking. So Krishna came down after gathering all the cows, personally went, and with patting their backs, he brought them personally. And they were very happy that Krishna came and attended to us personally. And that's how, singing songs, again Gopas cracking jokes, they returned back. This was the day one of Krishna's pastime as Gopal. Sri Gopal ki jai ho. So they all entered Nanda Bhavan and with great ceremony Yashodamayi welcomed all the gopis. Today also happens to be appearance day of Jagadish Pandit. So in few minutes you should glorify Jagadish Pandit, because Jagadish Pandit is a very, very great soul. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is explained that for Jagadish Pandit, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda were life and his wealth. Everything that he possessed in life was Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. He was the savior of the world, thunder cloud of Krishna Prem, showering rain of mercy on everybody. This is what Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj describes. In Gaura Ganodesh Deepika, it is explained that Jagadish and Hiranya and Mahesh, three Panditas, Jagadish Pandit, Hiranya Pandit and Mahesh Pandit were brothers. And they were the incarnations of Yajnapatnis. We saw the drama on the first day, Yajnapatnis. Some of them, three of them, incarnated as Hiranya, Jagadish and Mahesh Pandit. In the Shloka number 192, this is explained. And they were born in Guwahati, today's Assam, and ancient times Prag Jyotishpur. This description comes in Krishna book also. And there was a person called Narayan Bhatta, who had a son called Kamalaksha Bhatta, and Kamalaksha Bhatta gave birth to these three sons, glorious sons. Also it is explained that Asita Braja Chandrahaso Nartako Rasa Kovidaha. Kovida means very learned. Soyan Nitya Vinodi Sri Jagadishakhya Panditaha. In Braja there was a great dancer called Chandrahas, who always danced for Krishna in ecstasy and please him. That great dancer of Krishna Leela became Jagadish Pandit in Chaitanya Leela and also danced in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Kirtan in ecstasy. So he was both Jagadish Pandit. Now we have little less time, but still Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya and Mahesh took care of their parents very nicely. And when the parents left their body, they left their house in Assam, Guwahati, and they came to Mayapur, just next to Jagannath Mishra's house, that is Yogpit. And they become very close neighbors and become very, very dear friends of Jagannath Mishra. They had three things. Jagadish Pandit's wife's name was Dukhini. And Jagadish Pandit and wife Dukhini shared the feelings of Vatsalya towards Nimai. It's very rare to have, apart from Nanda Maharaj Yashoda, to have this Vatsalya feeling. Unless there is mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nimai, it's not possible. So this showed that how dear Jagadish Pandit and brothers and Jagadish Pandit's wife were to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Jagadish and his wife came to Navadvip, established there, became close friends, and they had feelings of Vatsalya. And Dukhini many times served Sachi Mata as a nurse to take care of Nimai, baby Nimai. Regularity would serve. And there is a beautiful slok which says, Apare yadnya patnyau Sri Jagadisha Hiranyakau Ekadashya Yayora Anna Prarthayitva Agasat Prabhu. The second part is important now. One day, Lord baby Nimai was crying with pain. No one knew. There was a custom. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives commentary on the Anubhashya commentary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur of Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita also. And in that he explains there was a custom that every day the neighboring ladies would come and sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra to appease Nimai. And we would stop crying. Again he would cry, they would again sing. That way, almost whole day the Harinam Sankirtan was going on in Yogapit. But this day, Nimai cried with great pain. And they kept on singing and singing as usual, but he would not stop. So they were very worried. And Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta in detail explained this pastime in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He said, what would please you? What would we should give you? Tell us by which we can reduce your pain or vanish your pain. So he said, my uncles Hiranya and Jagadish, they have cooked a big feast. Today is Ekadashi and they have made a big feast of rice and very many light, lot of grains. Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta explains that Krishna doesn't have to fast or Vishnu doesn't have to fast. They eat grains on Ekadashi day. We fast for them. So Hiranya and Jagadish had cooked great feast of grains for Vishnu on Ekadashi day. And Nimai was telling his father, I want to eat all that feast cooked by Hiranya and Jagadish today on Ekadashi. The father said, what is Ekadashi? He's not supposed to have grains. But baby was crying, looking at the pain. He ran to the neighbor's house, Hiranya and Jagadish. And he saw to his surprise that it was a huge feast. He was surprised how my baby Nimai came to know. He told Jagadish and Hiranya that my baby told this, that you have cooked a big feast. How could he have come to know? But Hiranya and Jagadish came to know that he is Vishnu residing in the body of Nimai. His body is moved by the power of Vishnu, by personal residence. So he has to know everything. He is Krishna and Vishnu himself. So immediately they offered all the offerings, before even offering to their Vishnu deity, to Nimai. And Nimai very happily ate all the offerings of Hiranya and Jagadish Pandit. It is said that this is how Nimai expressed how important he felt the love of Jagadish and Hiranya was for them. This is how he reciprocated. Lord Chaitanya was conquered by the love of Jagadish Pandit. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Jagadish Pandit to go to Jagannath and explained that Lord Krishna is not different from Jagannath. You go there and worship Lord Jagannath. Jagadish Pandit was not willing to leave Mayapur. Anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, so then he accepted the desire and he went to Jagannath Puri. And Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta explains that when he saw Jagannath, he actually melted in ecstasy in love. And he fainted over there. Long time he was taking darshan of Jagannath ji and having this ashtavikar, ecstatic symptoms on his body. And then after some time he left from there. When he left from there to go back to Mayapur, he could not forget Lord Jagannath. It is explained that Lord Jagannath darshan is taken by many people. Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta explains. But who remembers him and who cries in separation? Unless there is mercy of Lord Jagannath, nobody can feel separation from Jagannath and cry tears of separation after leaving Jagannath Puri. But Jagadish Pandit was experiencing this. So then Lord Jagannath decided that I will go with you. He appeared in the dreams of Jagadish Pandit and told him that when my body will change, Navakalibaram, the exiting, the outgoing body, you please take and worship me. And he also appeared in the dreams of the king of Orissa and told him the outgoing body, instead of cremating and you know burying in the ground, dafan bhumi, samadhistha vigraha it is called as. Instead of making it samadhistha vigraha, please give it to Jagadish Pandit. That opportune time, king of Orissa came running to search for Jagadish Pandit and offered these deities. Jagadish Pandit spoke to the Lord and said, how do I carry such big deities? He said, I will become light weighted like a feather, and you can hang me on your staff and carry me wherever you go. So Jagadish carried the deities on his staff. Very lightly, he was walking very fast. And some of the Brahmins also were accompanying him. At one point of time, he had to go and take bath in Ganga. And there was a village called Yashora. Today it is called as Chakradaha. Also Chakra. Chakra it is called as in Odia language. And there when he entrusted Jagannath hanging on a staff and a featherweight condition to Brahmins, he went to take bath in Ganga. When he came back, when he went to take bath, the Brahmin felt Jagannath become very heavy and heavy and heavy. He just couldn't anymore hold, and Jagannath just settled on the ground. And he came back and he saw that why Jagannath is on the ground. He said, I could not lift him. So Jagadish understood within his heart that Jagannath wants to stay here only. And Jagannath revealed to him, I want to stay here, worship me here. So that is the place of Chakradaha. And what is Chakradaha? This is the place where Bhagirath buried the wheel of his chariot and the ground. This is the place where Pradyumna, the son of Krishna, son of Rukmini and Krishna, killed Shambharasura. That is the place. It's called as Pradyumna Nagara. So at this place, Jagadish Pandit established his beautiful temple of Jagannath Balde Subhadra. And there also Radha Vallabh deities over there. And out of love for Jagadish Pandit, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda regularly visited Chakradaha. Some places explained two times, some places explained many, many times. Every time they both went there, they held long, ecstatic Harinam Sankirtans and distributed large amount of feasts to all the devotees. So they enjoyed dancing and feasting for long, long number of days. One time when Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda were returning after staying for long time at Jagadish Pandit's house in Chakda, Dukhini, the wife of Jagadish Pandit, started crying. She couldn't imagine this time that you both will leave. How will I live without you? So immediately Lord Gauranga revealed the deities of Gaur Gopal, which were yellow colored, and offered to Jagadish Pandit's wife Dukhini. And Jagadish Pandit and Dukhini were instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to worship these deities. So both of them with great love worshipped Gaur Gopal deities at Chakradaha. So at Chakradaha we have darshan of Gaur Gopal, Radha Vallabhji and Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, even today. They had a son called Rambhadra Goswami, who became Rambhadra Goswami in the end. So like that, he was also as much dear to Nityananda Prabhu. He was also Nityananda Sakha. It is explained that he was the one of the many, many branches of the desire tree of love of Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is a poetic description. And Jagannath Pandit, Jagadish Pandit was also very much present as an important person in the Dahi Chida festival of Panihati of Lord Nityananda, organized by Raghunath Das Goswami. And Jagadish Pandit passed away in Paush month on the moonless fortnight on the day of Trayodashi. He passed away from this world, leaving behind the legacy of divine love in Vatsalya for Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If there are any questions or comments, they're most welcome. This is the right time for me, at least, just before going to Barsana for the Barsana camp, and from there to take the hospital devotees to Mayapur for 4 days after that. It's the right time to create beautiful mood by studying the scriptures, to appreciate Sri Vrindavan Dham. But Sri Vrindavan Dham is not an ordinary place. We cannot go there by purchasing tickets, by booking a room, by making arrangement for food and stay and travel. It is simply by the mercy of Radharani that we can enter Vrindavan. If Radharani bestows her mercy upon us and allows us, we can spiritually enter Brajbhumi. And if she is more merciful to us, we pray to her that she can offer some service to us in Brajbhumi. And thus she will see that Brajvasis are pleased and she will shower more blessings upon us. And thus our Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can spread all over. Similarly, without the mercy of Lord Gauranga, we cannot enter Mayapur Dham. So, I seek blessings from all of you. The attempt that we are doing every year to serve the Brajvasis, and nowadays every day to please them by serving them and receiving their blessings, should become successful. And it cannot be successful unless the devotees bless us, pray for us, for the feeble attempt that we are doing to please Radha and Krishna and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Very soon, on 2nd of March, we are also inaugurating our medical services in Mayapur. So this requires lots of mercy and prayers from devotees. So any comment from anybody? Radha Krishna Prabhu would like to say something? Hare Krishna.